Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 56, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, and The Timekeeper. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to Memory 56 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, like last week, I'm scrambling to get caught up. I think the recent changes to Google Plus have taken too much of my attention, and now I'm behind in my planning for our next memory, so I actually had to get up real early this morning and still write the script before I could even record. Thankfully, today's show is about some recordings I'm very familiar with. So today's memory is a unique one, and does require a bit of introduction. It all started with a request from Chris in Montreal, Canada. He wrote, if you can manage to get the new attractions in all four parks and compare them with the old attractions, that would be awesome. Well, in some further correspondence with Chris, he let me choose which ones I wanted to do, so I got to do one that I've been waiting to do since I started this podcast journey years ago. I decided to showcase Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor Comedy Club and its predecessor, The Timekeeper. I know there have been more attractions prior to this, but sadly, these were the only two I have recorded, so that's as far back as I can go today. Sometime after reaching that decision, I also received an email from Laura in Pennsylvania. She wrote, "I actually have three requests, and they really have nothing to do with each other, so if you only have time to do one, I'd completely understand. The first is Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, and I know that it changes slightly every time, but one recording would probably be good enough representation, right?" Laura, sadly, all I can give you is one recording. I think I might have seen this attraction twice, but I only have one recording to work with, so I guess that works for us, right? So when I tossed this topic out on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, I got the following responses. On Facebook, Robert said, "Timekeeper was one of the best shows ever," and Daniel said, "Monsters, Inc. to me is very good and different. My little boy has to see it every visit." And Dan said, "Monsters, Inc. would be different." And on Google+, Pat wrote, "Having only been to Walt Disney World 5 times, my experiences are very limited. My first time was in 87, and my last time was last year. My next time is this year. One thing that Disney does better than everyone else is putting an imprint on your memory with every attraction they create. Although I only saw The Timekeeper once, it was such a dominant memory. I would love to hear that memory. Thank you for your hard work." Thank you all for your comments. I can agree with all of you. The Timekeeper was such a great attraction, but I think it was so underrated in the parks. I don't remember ever seeing a line for this attraction, which is probably the reason I only ever rode it once myself. You know, that kind of that restaurant has no cars in the parking lot, so I'm afraid to go in sort of thing. I assumed it was some lame attraction or didn't even know it existed because there was never a line, or much of a line to begin with. But once I saw it, I always looked for it to be open again in hopes that it might be that I might be able to go back in there and see it one more time and get a better recording even. Monsters, Inc. Laugh 4 is a good attraction in its own right and definitely a unique one in the Magic Kingdom. Even if you don't know the full backstory or know the movie, you can still enjoy this attraction, and I know Susie sure did. Anyways, on with the memories. So let's start off in the present, or with the current attraction at least. We'll begin on what has been a beautiful spring day in 2007. My wife and I were joined today by our parents. We spent most of the day at Epcot at the Flower and Garden Festival and have park hopped over to the Magic Kingdom for the evening and a couple of staple attractions. We actually began our evening by turning right in the plaza and heading down to Tomorrowland. And this was our first stop. The crowds aren't too bad today, so our wait is minimal. We're going to jump into this memory as we're standing in the queue area waiting to enter the attraction. As a bit of interest, as we're waiting to enter the attraction, I actually comment to Tracy about how this attraction replaced the Timekeeper. Kind of foreshadowing here. Our second memory goes a bit further back. In this one, we're going to jump back to August of 1998. This was one of those trips when my family and I had come over from Clearwater, Florida for a day at the parks. It's been a full day hopping between MGM Studios, Epcot, and now the Magic Kingdom. We've seen a lot, and though wait times on the average have been a little over 30 minutes, sadly, I don't have any more of this attraction other than when we were led into the show. We're going to jump straight into this memory just as we're led into the room and the movie's about to begin. So our memory from 2007 is in binaural, so headphones on, of course, for that one. However, our memory from 1998 is a modified binaural, so this it may sound like stereo, but it's actually not. I did a little tweaking. So you may not need the headphones for that one, but it still would be good, as you might miss some of those special audio details as you're listening. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we do a little past and present comparing in Tomorrowland.
Have they seen Monsters, Inc.? Okay. Thank you.
just open the doors. Going through one of their doors. That's how we get into their world. Used to be a Circle Vision 360 movie, and they had an animatronic of Robin Williams down front narrating what was going on screen, basically. You remember that? I loved that show. I'm so angry to see it gone. Stitch, maybe? Do you think they would enjoy Stitch? It's a fun one. Do you want to just take Cosmic Rays, or do you want to take those pills? What?
Yeah,
we had chicken, burgers, or... wraps and salads. Do you want to go over to... So then do you want to go back over to the other one? Get those girls? Okay. Can we do Stitch first then? Come here. About done. They stopped here. They did some here. Animal Kingdom, MGM, Epcot. We did all three of those.
What did we do the day you guys came
with us? Oh, with these? Oh, when it was just them? No. Hello. It's Epcot and MGM.
Well, here at the last floor, please remember there is no smoking, eating, drinking, video recording, or flash photography. Once again, there is absolutely no photography or video recording in there. The theater attendants, if they do see your camera, will take it from you, and you can pick it up tomorrow at City Hall. Thank you.
You have to pull out your memory card.
City.
Hi, Monsters Incorporated!
We're generating human laughter and refining it into clean, renewable energy. Every time you turn something on, Monsters Incorporated is there. Employing the top comedy talent in the energy industry. We're Monsters Incorporated. We're after your laughter.
I'm just about ready for you inside. But while you're waiting, please enjoy this little video I prepared especially for you. Hello, humans. I'm Mike Wazowski, and welcome to Monsters Incorporated, the premier laugh factory in the monster world. Okay, the only laugh factory in the monster world, but definitely the best. We're home to the funniest monsters that ever roamed Monstropolis. Just a few short years ago, our world was powered by your screens, and we at Monsters Incorporated would go door-to-door and collect those screens from kids all over the world. It was simple. The more screens from you, the more power for us. But then, I discovered that human laughter was 10 times more powerful than scream. Whoa! So, to get out of the scare business, now we're making money with the ha-ha! Now this you're gonna love. Instead of sending monsters into your world, I came up with a brilliant idea of the lab floor where we invite you into our world, not to be scared, but to laugh. Oh, please, don't be scared to laugh. Laugh as if an entire city were depending on it. As it is, as is my job. No pressure, don't worry.
Let's find out where a human lives. It could be anyone.
Anyone except that guy.
I'd say about six, 7 rows back, there's a young lady in a yellow T-shirt. Yes, hello there, madam. I'm Jeeves. What is your name?
Amy.
Hello, Amy. Where do you live?
Ghost Lake, Mississippi.
Ooh, Mississippi is a tiny volcanic island in the North Atlantic. The home of the Eiffel Tower. Thank you.
Well, is it right?
No!
Next!
Yes, maybe we should try something.
Come over to this side. What do you see what I got over here? This is amazing. Look, it's a princess.
Oh, hello. And what is your name?
Princess Stephanie.
Princess Stephanie, and where do you live? Where's your kingdom?
Canada.
Ooh, Canada. Canada is a desert region on the border between France and Japan, famous for polar bears, the Alamo, and the Eiffel Tower. Thank you.
Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
You bet it is.
Ooh, good job, man. Good job.
I like her. She's silly. Hey, Your Majesty, where were you born originally? Where were you from?
Ontario.
Yeah. Ontario. Ontario. I don't know anything about Ontario.
Oh, dear.
Wait, I got it. I'll back me up. Stephanie, Your Majesty, I am going to sing in your honor the national anthem of Ontario.
You are?
Oh, yes. Back me up. Oh, if you're looking for a good time, you want to get away from stress, you should see Ontario. That's where I met my Steph. She has a lovely palace there surrounded by wildflowers and 57 Eiffel Towers.
Great. Let's see how they did. Oh, oh, ho, ho! 15 gigawatts! Looking good! Okay, this next act is almost as funny as a monkey in a tutu. The monkey wasn't available. He's my buddy. He's your buddy. He's Buddy Boyle!
Hello, humans! Even that guy. Folks, I am not Billy Buddy Boyle, world-class comedian. No, no, no. I am Buddy Boyle, mind reader. That's right. I'm psychotic. I will prove it now by reading the mind of someone out here in the audience. But first, I must find a willing victim. The spirits are pulling me over to this side. I sense a young lady about to volunteer now. Hello there. Thank you for volunteering. What is your name?
Nancy.
You are correct. Just a small sample of my psychotic abilities. All right now, Nancy. It is Nancy, right?
Yes.
Two in a row! Nancy, think of a number, any number at all between 1 and 50. Have you got it?
I do.
All right now, Nancy, I'm going to pluck that number straight out of your brain. But first, I need you to tell everyone here what the number is so they'll all be amazed when I get it right. I'll close my eyes. Go ahead, Nancy.
8.
Have you done it?
Yes.
I couldn't hear you because I had my eyes closed. All right now, Nancy, I need you to send that number to me, so put your hands on your head. That's right, that's your head. Very good. Now, point your fingers in the air like little antennas. That's good, that's good. Now scrunch your face up like this. Make a face like this. Oh, that's cute. Now say, booty, 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 booty. I can't believe you really did it. The number is 49.
You're really.
I bet I am. No one gets the drop on Buddy Boyle.
Ross, why did you do that? You got it right.
Oops, my finger slipped.
Look at that, Ross. The can's half full.
Looks half empty to me. Face it, Wazowski, you'll never fill that can.
Oh, yes, we will. Right, guys?
Just fill the can. But remember, I'm watching. Always watching.
I'm watching. Always watching. I'm Roz, and I've got a mole on my face.
I can still hear you.
Oh, right.
Watching. Always watching.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing the jokes you just set in, direct from North Carolina, my nephew, Marty Wazowski.
Oh, boy, you guys. You think yourself being a human kid? Try being a monster kid. My mom really does have eyes in the back of her head. Yeah, I always have to do my homework and stuff all the time. In fact, you guys, I got a big test tomorrow. It's an eye exam. Yeah, boy. Yeah, I'm going to ace it, though, because my teacher says I'm her favorite pupil. You guys are awesome. Hey, I got some jokes that you guys said. Anyone here say, yeah? Yeah! This joke comes from Melissa in Chicago. Everyone say, hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Melissa says, what does my Uncle Mikey listen to music on? Say what?
What?
His iPod. Great joke, Melissa. This joke comes from Bobby from Minnesota, and he says, why did the golfer take an extra pair of socks to his golf game? Say why?
Why?
In case he got a hole in one. Great jokes, everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause. Speaking of kids, I'd like to talk to one of you guys. Let's see. Whoa, check it out. This girl's got 4 ears. That's awesome. Hi, I'm Marty Wazowski. What's your name?
Paula.
Hi, it's Paula?
Yeah.
Hi, Paula. Hey, Paula, are those your ears?
No.
Whose ears are they, Paula? Oh, I got you. You're wearing someone else's ears. That's weird. Hey, I got a great joke for you. This comes from Jim in Orlando, and he says, what does a pirate pay for an ear of corn? A fucking ear! Give her a round of applause for having that joke, everybody! You kids are so lucky to get dressed up in other people's ears and stuff. That's so cool. You know what? Us monsters, we just get dressed up once a year. That's around Halloween time. I just got an idea for a really scary costume, you guys. Next Halloween, I'm going to be dressed as that guy. But that's it. I got to run. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's give the little guy a big hand. Wasn't he great?
Yeah, what's my new title?
Not you, Wazowski. That guy. Give him a big
hand. Come on, humans!
Not there yet, everyone.
I'm back soon. Well, not
too soon. He's going to harass the rest of the day.
People, nothing to see here. Moving along.
And if you'll please step forward, feel the rules in the front row. Down front. We'd like to make the minor control adjustments. Oops. Oh, something broke. Hold on one moment, please. Just one moment. Thank you. Well, we're about to begin. In case of a loss of cabin pressure, just relax, okay? Thank you. Come on in. Thank you. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? I don't know why that's there, except to go... Now, please form double rows and move to the center of the theater. Do it! You've been waiting outside! You've been in line for a while! Just do it! Thank you. That's right, my friends. Why don't you come on in while we just do a final systems check? Just a few routines.
Hey, Bo!
Don't worry. This is all part of the demonstration. Just testing. for your safety. I've invented rails for you to lean on. I call them lean rails. Please do not sit on the lean rails, because they're there to lean on. And please don't sit on the floor. My studies show that you can't experience time travel on the floor. And it's not a pretty picture in those shorts.
Hey, Tinselhead, pipe down. I'm trying to work here.
All right! Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, and those of you wearing the funny animal hats, welcome! The reason I've gathered you here today is to witness the exploration of the next great frontier, courtesy of my own incredible time machine. That pending overboard will be very loud.
Hey, timekeeper!
What?
What am I in here? Scrap metal? Come on, introduce me!
Oh, pardon moi. I'd like you all to meet my assistant. She's bold, she's brassy, she's self-contained all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. Please welcome the self-programming circumvisual photo droid. Let's say hello to 9i.
Okay, enough of this chit-chat. Let's get ready to break the time barrier.
That's right, my friends. No longer are we limited to traveling from place to place and losing our bags beforehand. Now, with my time machine, it is possible to travel from time to time.
Enough explaining. Hit the switch.
We're almost ready to go. Just a few last-minute details.
You know, this thing looked a lot safer in the blueprints, bud.
It's perfectly safe. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. Raising neutrino shield.
Yeah, if this gizmo's so safe, what are you doing with that neutrino shield?
Oh, nothing. It's just a little design flourish. Ha, don't worry. Lead-lined underwear. Laser gun targeted.
Watch where you point that thing.
It worked! And they laughed at me back at university. Maybe it's because of the tutu. Well, you doubting autonomous. You ready to make some history?
I'm ready already. Let's go!
I'll decide when we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Nine-Nine? Can you hear me? No. Nine-Nine. I've lost her, miserable little piece of metal.
Hey, I heard that. Where am I?
Don't worry, Nine-Nine. You're safe and sound in the Triassic period.
I'm opening my eyes. I better
light my seat. Oh, no, you're too far back. These controls are so sensitive. I barely touched them. Big teeth, brain the size of a walnut. No problem, I've got it. Oh, great joke for you. How many Neanderthals does it take to light a fire? None, they don't have it. I've got to 12,000 years ago, the last great ice age. Fabulous. Oh, daiquiris for everybody.
I'm out of antifreeze. I messed it up here.
And here we are. 1450 demonstration of Gutenberg's printing press. The gates, we are not in Germany. Unless there's a whole new fashion thing. Look at those skirts, it must be cold. And no one's wearing underwear. Get away from there, Nina. He's coming to give you a glass good kiss. I got you, Nina. I got you. The Renaissance.
My machine works.
I get the grin. Quick, follow that Mona Lisa. You're going to meet a true visionary, one of my personal heroes, Leonardo da Vinci. Perché io il fatto è macchina di tempo. To go.
Oh, great souvenir!
No, no! Don't touch that! Put it back! You don't know where that's been. Put it back.
Hey, Mona, big bugs! Before
me! Oh, look! Over there!
Oh, gravity works.
Ciao, ragazzo!
That's Mozart!
Yes, Amadeus himself. Today's his 7th birthday. He's playing his own minuet in G. Isn't it fabulous? And over there's little Louis XVI with his head still on.
Way to go, Wolfie! Way to go! Yes!
Oh, will you please? Wait, I'm trying. Try to blend in. Think chandelier. Think France. Think Chardonnay gone tomorrow.
I am blending in.
Will you stop posing? We have to go now. I'm working on it. Oh, I pulled something.
What's happening?
I was sending you to the Paris Exposition, but it's stuck on fast forward. Well, look at that. Isn't that a great effect? I planned it that way, I really did.
Look out, for all my circuit breakers.
I should save this for the next show.
Okay, what are we doing here?
Nine-Nine, this is something I've wanted to see my whole life. The Exposition Universelle de Paris, 1900.
Speak English.
The Universal Exposition of Paris, 1900. D'accord. We're about to meet two of my greatest heroes, H.G. Wells and Jules Verne.
So, where are they?
What am I, a map? Drop down, move closer, blend in, mingle, mingle, mingle. Don't just hover, blend. Look right there, there he is, a man with his head in the stars, Jules Verne.
Monsieur Verne, permit me to present Monsieur H.G. Wells.
Monsieur Wells, the honor is mine, sir.
Oh, and mine too, sir.
Your work, Mr. Wells, caused quite a sensation. Particularly the time machine.
Yes, the time machine. I've brought along a model for La Conférence.
Uh-huh. I spent my life writing about the possible, and you prefer the impossible.
Impossible? No, sir. This may be improbable, but believe me, it's not impossible.
Good reply. At one point...
Have you traveled through time?
Have I ever traveled through time? I have traveled through time as often as you have traveled from the Earth to the Moon, sir. Yes.
Easy, boys. Too much coffee?
Machine. We have only 10 minutes until the conference begins.
Well, we'll continue this, Monsieur Verne. I'll be in turn.
Time travel. It's impossible.
Oh, yeah? Look again, Frenchie.
Nine, that's it. You're grounded. I told you not to interfere. I'm bringing you back right now.
Hey, I watched that. Hey, did you get the voice off me? You're smudging across a finish.
Don't worry. Relax. It's under control. No problem. I've got it. Turned into a ready teller. I'm sorry, you're overdrawn.
I must be dreaming.
Dreaming? This is a nightmare.
Who are you?
Timekeeper. Just a guy who probably destroyed history by bringing you here.
Where is he?
It's the future, Mr. Verne.
I've got to send you back.
No, wait. All my life, I dreamed of the future. You must let me see it.
It is pretty wonderful. Maybe... No, I can't. No, I can't. Yes, I can. No, I can't. No, I can't. Yes, I can. No, I can't. Listen, you have a speech in 10 minutes.
Plenty of time.
But I cannot guarantee your safety. We're not covered for this, really.
I'll take my chances.
I think you better go back. With Tinselhead here at the controls, you're going to be French toast by breakfast.
Listen, Blinky! I know exactly what I'm doing! Now, Monsieur Verne, tell me, what would you like to see?
Everything.
Way to go, Jules!
Monsieur Verne, I proudly show you the modern world!
In 10 minutes or less. Give me a few
seconds. So this is the future. It's very dark.
You know, I've never been able to read these timetables.
He does know what he's doing.
Occasionally.
Uh-huh. Don't like that noise.
That's not what I did. Oh. What happened? Where's Jules?
I got him on the train. Didn't say inside. Picky, picky. Well, I'll move your end closer.
Way to go, Timmy.
Oops. Start down more.
Reach out and put Jules back on
now. Oh, all right. Don't yell at me, please. My circuits are not all there.
No kidding.
Dad! Warning! Warning!
But that's... Hold his guard. This is total madness. I'm on the drive.
I am not watching this.
Dad! There must be something called the lift trap, huh? Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Stay with him, Nana. Stay with him. Kick it, honey. Yeah! Roll on through. Now, pop a wheelie. You're in here now. Wrong way. Wrong way. Make a pit stop, Jimmy. Get back the other way, you Frenchman. Get back. Jamaican tea!
Oh, Jules, don't be afraid. You're coming down a little slow, Irie.
There goes Suzanne Summers pulled by a blender fish.
So it is true. What one can conceive, one can achieve. Thank you.
Hey, I'm starting to see a pattern here. On the land, under the sea.
Right, Nine-Eye. There's nowhere to go but up.
Relax,
I've got him right here.
happened, Julie?
Oh, tiny bird! I'm flying!
You can't fly! If you had wings, I'd let you go! Sweetheart, sit down, will you? Don't make me come over there. I'll turn this helicopter right around right now! Without a brief moment in the English countryside with someone named Trevor. Hello, Trevor! Take care! We're heading for that aqueduct. And here we are. Wow!
This is it, Julie. The Big Apple. New York, New York. City of 10 million dreams. And one parking space.
It's with us.
Higher, Monsieur Verne?
Your wish is our command!
Come on, Houston. We have an unidentified Frenchman approaching now, thank you.
From the Earth to the Moon. No doubt you've made the journey.
You wrote the book, Jules.
You are very kind.
Monsieur Verne, 30 seconds to your speech.
Here we are, back at the exposition.
Great place, long time, you big whatnot.
Hey, check this out, babe.
No, no! Do the timekeeper rap! You got to see it now! Seal it!
Sorry, guys. We're out of time.
Thank you, timekeeper. It was an extraordinary voyage.
Extraordinary for me as well, sir.
Nine-Eye. You are a most charming guide.
You aren't so bad yourself, Jules. If I ever come back, I'm definitely gonna look you up.
I don't believe what I'm seeing. This is impossible.
Improbable? Impossible, no.
Mr. Verne.
Come on.
Goodbye, Jules.
Don't forget to ride.
Goodbye, Nine-Eye. Au revoir. Au revoir, Mr. Verne.
You know, I'm really going to miss that guy.
I'll miss him too, Nine-Eye, but there's still one place we haven't seen. Ladies and gentlemen, now that we know my time machine operates flawlessly, who would like to travel into the future?
Hold it. You're putting people in this thing on purpose?
Chill, Blinky. I'm on a roll. Now, any volunteers?
Step right up. Don't be afraid. Push yourself through a massive time warp continuum.
Please, no Disney employees.
Anybody? Oh, fabulous!
Come on down!
Uh-huh.
There's the pioneer spirit.
I hope you're insured.
I hope you've had your eyes checked.
Now, prepare for the most fantastic journey of your life.
Okay, let her rip.
Here we go.
We're really in the future. Once in a while, you do amaze me.
Actually, I surprise myself sometimes.
Well, Tip is huge, you dudes. You're history people.
Pretty fabulous.
Look, it's Jules and HG. Hey, guys!
My dear Nine-Eye, good to see you again.
Wait a minute, how did you get here?
In the future, anything is possible.
Well, time flies, and now I'm going to go browse to the library at Alexandria. Check up on Columbus before he got to Ohio. Give Freud a piece of my mind and say, Oedipus, Schmedipus.
Okay, show's over. Get out of here, you little numbskulls. I love you.
Thank you for coming today.
Get out!
Thank you, timekeeper. On behalf of Metropolis Science Center, we hope you enjoyed your time travel adventures. Now gather up all your personal belongings and exit towards the open doors on your left. Have a great rest of the evening here at the Magic Kingdom.
Ciao! Arigato gozaimasta. All feet are the same, bony knock knees.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for indulging me again, guys, and allowing me to choose one of my long-awaited memories.
I think that along with Horizons and Alien Encounters and Toad, Timekeeper is a top missed attraction and would probably be doing great right now if it were here. I guess it'll just have to live in our memories and on the internet. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There, you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube, and don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes helps move us up that search results list, or maybe a mention in a tweet or on Facebook or Google+, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help out this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. An even simpler way would be to click the ads on our website. I've noticed an increase in the clicks, and thank you all again for your support. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.